Okay, here here we go again with the post office. Let's check my messages. I haven't gotten a single piece of mail in over a week, or at least whenever this woman called.
Voice messages and 4 saved messages.
Good morning, this is...
That's good.
United States Postal Service. I'm trying to reach you regarding the change of address concern that you had. Can you call me back, please, at 312?
You didn't marry a penis either.
This is my penis.
From the United States Postal Service.
Dull bread.
Asked me to give you a call. Thank you.
That's
good.
Press 1. To delete, press 7. To return the message sender's call, press 6. Message saved. Saved message.
Hi,
Ms. Weinstein.
This is
Dull bread.
From the main post office. I just wanted to let you know that all the temporary change of address have been deleted from the system. I just wanted to call you to confirm this. Plus, I just wanted to know that if by any chance, anytime this week, the carrier had sent mail back to downtown so that it could be forwarded to your sister, please keep in mind that your sister or you will not receive all 10 at one time.
It depends
how it was sorted on the tray. So you might see one or two pieces that was forwarded to your sister going back to you, one or two pieces at a time. So I just wanted to let you know so you don't get scared as to it's still happening. But I wanted to confirm that all the change of address have been deleted from the system, and you will be getting your mail directly to your home. And if you need me, just, you know, feel free to give me a call. Again, 312.
Blubbercunt.
I do appreciate helping you, and
right.
Here I am. Have a great weekend.
Received Friday, August 15th at 2:26 p.m.
Okay, so I haven't gotten any mail since August 15th at all. August 15th, so that's 10 days. That's great. Mm-hmm. It's not 10 days. All right, Jesus. 7, 8, 9, 10. No, it is 10 days.
Good morning, customer relations. This is Bridie. How may I help you?
Hi. First of all, I have to tell you, you might be being recorded right now for quality purposes, possible broadcast, and
certainly.
May I speak with
Dull Bread,
please?
I'm sorry, she's out of her office at this moment. May I have her return your call?
Yeah. This is Mrs. Weinstein, and my number is 773. Blubbercunt. Blubbercunt. Blubbercunt.
Spell your last name for me.
It's W-E-I-N.
Got it.
S-T-E-I-M.
And this is regarding?
She was fixing a problem for me, and she said to call her if I was having any additional difficulties. It's regarding forwarding.
That's good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's good.
Yeah, I was going to say, is
that's good
available?
She certainly is.
Okay. Thank you.
Damage. Available online at Automated Postal Center kiosk.
Hold on. Hold on.
Dr. Listwood, I didn't marry a finger. Well, I know that. You didn't marry a penis either.
Sudden fright. Tight undergarments, prolonged bicycle or horseback riding can cause an erection. Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very embarrassing. Please just remember they're normal and don't let them upset you.
Bellezza in fiora, e la fuggevol, fuggevolo.
it's normal for her to have a penis and for him to have a vagina.
This is my penis.
Well, that was the phone ringing at the post office waiting for...
That's good.
...said, how can I help you? For the entire Brindisi, plus a few other Liswoodian things. Jesus Christ.
Good morning. This was...
Mm-hmm. Oh, hi.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mrs. Weinstein. We spoke like over a week ago about my mail and the forwarding problem. I don't know if you remember. The thing is, I haven't gotten a single piece. I know you said that some of the mail might take up to three weeks to get to me, but I haven't gotten a single piece of mail, not even junk mail. I mean, my post box has been just completely empty for over a week. Does that make sense?
Let me open up your case.
Okay.
Can you hold?
Sure.
Thank you.
Postal Center lets you do it all yourself, fast. Just touch the screen and follow the easy instructions. Then pay with a debit or credit card. Are you in the business? The Get It There Safe and Sound business?
Ms. Weinstein.
Yes.
It could make sense because it has to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
And once the mail gets turned around... Well, let me explain the process to you so you can kind of get an understanding of what can be happening.
Uh-huh.
When you put a change of address in from Chicago, send it to wherever you send it to, even if it's in the same zip code, what the carrier is supposed to do is send it downtown. Once it comes downtown, they have to process it. They have to work each piece individually. Mm-hmm. If you send a stack, they still have to do it individually. So that you can get the yellow sticker on it.
Okay.
Then it'll go back out and it'll be processed with the new address on it from the yellow sticker. Then it'll go to the station and then the carrier will deliver it. Now, that can take, it should take maybe less than a week, but sometimes it takes a little longer. That's why I always tell people to give it a couple of weeks. Excuse me.
Right.
Then when you send it out of town, another state, another city, it takes longer. So by you not getting any mail in the box, basically that's pretty normal because we just did this about a week or so ago. Maybe what, about a week?
It was 10 days to be exact.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you should start getting mail shortly because it takes a little while because you sent it to, let me see.
Right.
It was going to your sister's, which is in the city.
Right.
So
right.
It shouldn't take that long, but sometimes it can.
Okay, because isn't it, I mean... And I understand that some of it, but it seemed alarming that I wasn't getting anything, even the usual, like, flyers and stuff, which makes me think the carrier thinks I don't live there anymore. Is that not Does that not make sense? Or I mean, because wouldn't
You're not getting any mail?
Not a single thing. It's completely empty. And it used to be even when...
That's going to the home address, right?
My address. Yeah, I'm talking about my address at home, the correct address.
The Merriam Drive, Marine Drive,
that's
correct?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. You should, if there's mail for you, you should get it. Even if it's, as our customers call it, junk mail,
yeah.
You should get that as well. You're not getting any flyers or anything?
I'm not getting a single thing. I mean, it's
your
been
sister,
completely
Your sister, is she getting
empty.
It?
No, she's not getting anything for me either. So I'm just wondering what's going on. It just seems to me that the local carrier, and I would ask him if I saw him, but I don't. But it just seems to me that he thinks I don't live here anymore. Because, I mean, usually they would stick the flyers that everybody else gets or something. But, I mean, I've never gone more than 2 days without getting a single thing in the mail. And this has been 10 days.
Your information is still on your box, your union, your
yes.
name and union number and all mm-hmm. that's still there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I checked.
Well, let me see if the carrier is still in the station. Can you hold?
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks.
You can protect your shipment with ReadyPost envelopes, boxes, bubble wrap, tape, and more. Celebrate the occasion with colorful and festive packaging.
Maybe I'll get to talk to
Clank. Wrap it right every time with Ready Post.
This is my panis.
When certainty and evidence of delivery matters most, use certified mail. You'll receive proof of mailing, and you can even go online to verify the date and time of delivery. Visit our website at www.usps.com to learn more about this useful and convenient service.
You hit to the tape.
God,
wish you would say
lips.
I just don't know how to do it.
So pretty soon the white boy mother called him. He says, Donald, come on in and have your dinner. We got pork chops. We got spinach. We got carrots, everything you like. So the little white boy looked at his friends. He says, see you later, alligator. And he left. Pretty soon, a little Mexican boy called him. He says, Pedro, come on in. We got fried beans, taco, burrito. The little Mexican boy says, after a while, crocodile. Pretty soon, a little colored boy mother called him. Jasbo, come on in this damn house, son of a bitch, goddammit. Hell, eat these collard greens and hot water cornbread. Little boy looked around. He said, after supper, motherfucker.
Mail money back guarantee details.
Try the automated postal center at select post office locations.
Jesus.
It's a quick, convenient way to ship packages, buy stamps, even check a zip code. The
I think.
You do it all yourself.
Let's see. I think his name is Lips. Excuse me? I think his name is Lips. Lips.
Are you
Lips? Yes. Lips. Lips. Lips.
Hold on.
This is my panis.
Powerhouses have teamed up to deliver the world for you. The United
oh,
States
the world
Postal
would be good.
Service.
I'd settle for my mail.
Ms. Weinstein.
Yes.
Okay, what happened was they was holding the mail.
Dull bread.
Told them to hold it until we got everything straightened out for
okay.
you.
Okay.
That part I didn't know about because I would have called and told them that we had everything straightened out. But it's kind of good that they did hold it because it takes a few days for the system to actually get the update.
All right.
So everything should be okay in the system. So Mr. Harris said he's going to make sure that the mail gets out there to you today. I'm glad you called back.
Oh, yeah, me too, yeah, then. Okay, so everything seems to be okay then.
Mm-hmm. So he knew it when I told him your name and your address. He was like, oh, we're holding the mail for him. We're waiting for, you know, someone to call us back and tell us it's okay. So he's going to make sure you get it today.
Okay.
And delivery should resume.
Okay, thank
and
you
And I
very
apologize
much.
For that, sir, but I'm glad, you know, that he did hold it so it didn't go and get mixed up and be back to your sister and everything. But remember now, there still may be some pieces that have been deposited in the system that has to work its way out. So that should trickle out in a few weeks, you know. Anything beyond 3 to 4 weeks, call us back.
Okay, and this is Harris, is my postal carrier himself, the one that delivers the mail, or who's Harris?
Mr. Harris, I think his last name was Harris. He's the manager. Let me see. Yeah, that's the manager.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. So when I mentioned your name and address, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, so he was aware of what they were doing there.
So I'm famous there already. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, so but we know who you are. We're trying to make sure you get the mail.
Okay.
But if it trickles out, continues on longer than 3 to 4 weeks, anything past that 3 weeks or so, let me know, and then we can see what's going on again.
Okay.
Yeah, but that should only be that, but you should get delivery at your address.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
That's good. You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Suffer like I suffer now.
that's good.
This is my panis.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
You're welcome, Friday.
Please wear a diaphragm all the time.
Now the fourth center is the one where things begin to be human instead of simply the animal nature of man sublimated into pseudo-human activities. The fourth chakra is at the level of the heart. And the name of this is Anahata. It's a very strange name. It means not hit. But the full translation of the sense of this term is the sound that is not made by two things striking together. What would that sound be?
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us. Stand at your head, we get drinks. Stand at your says, we get drinks. It's a hard knock life. Cut, black, and
this is my palace.
perfectly normal, and this is what you can expect, and this usually takes place when you have an orgasm.
my panis.